This will be some of this will be funny to you. The title: this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is Sunday morning, 4/26/20. DJT sent to pickle the beast. Sent to pickle the beast.
What was it?
DJT sent to pickle the beast.
DJT.
Donald John Trump.
Sent to
pickle the beast. Pickle. This is what a pickle is, what it says about pickle. A solution for cleaning. The Lord dropped this on me a week or so ago, this title. And I was going, for real? Okay. It's a cure, a different situation, a plight with no way out of. The healthcare system is not God's system. At its root is steal, kill, and destroy. Many, even in the body of Christ, nearly all, have fallen for the lie. They have taken the doctrines of men and nullified the Word of God. We have found out the WHO is corrupt, the World Health Organization, corrupt. The CDC, they manufacture these vaccines to make us sick and to keep us sick. And Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation, who is in with all of them, thinks now he's the king of the world, and he wants to implement a vaccination on us with a chip to chip us and track us and control us. If you are not vaccinated, you cannot work. This has just come out in the last week or two. You tell me that isn't the mark. Tell me it isn't. We're already marked as far as God's seal in our foreheads. We're already tracked. We already got a social security number. So we've been in the beast system all our lives. But this is the final. And it's been exposed. All these pressers that the president had, you know what they were for? To expose the deep state that he had right on his platform, closer than his friends, to show the truth. I remember the testimony of that man. I think I maybe said it last week, but him saying he went in for surgery. And this doctor and this nurse tormented him, tried to get him to renounce his faith. Told him, if you don't do this, we're going to do this to you. He barely made it out alive, and he eventually did die. Tell me the hell this system is Satan's system. I know people, I know ministers that have been in the faith walk for 30, 40 years saying, oh, God raised up the doctors and the nurses and all this stuff, and we're so blessed to have them, blah, blah, blah. You can't eat of the Lord's table and the devil's table. Now, are all the people in the industry bad? No, most don't have any clue. In fact, there's a lot of nurses and doctors coming forth undercover, telling the truth behind the scenes, and they're being forced. You either put that they died of the virus on that death certificate, or you don't have a job. Mm-hmm. No matter what they died of. They're trying to push the numbers to keep this thing going. Because their aim was to take total control. This was to implement their last thing on humanity. I knew when I went to that place in Dallas that day, and the whole floor was diagnostic testing, healthcare. The Lord showed me the trickery. Most Christians are so dependent on the system, they don't trust God to take care of them. I've even had someone say to me, I'm afraid you're going to tell me I can't use my medicine. That's how so many may succumb. But thank God, the Lord's taken it out. Our Bibles have been sabotaged enough and took out so much enough to we have pieces missing and we're not seeing the whole picture. That's why the book of Enoch and Jasher and different ones, they do have significance and they do go right in line with the Bible. They're not canonized. If they've messed with everything else, what makes you think they didn't mess with the Bible? They did. Just enough taken out, just enough changed to make you think, well, we got to have all these signs or we won't believe. We got to have a literal, you know, just like with the two witnesses. What the Lord began to show me about the two witnesses. He's given me some more about that, and it's really exciting, but I don't have time to share it today. So I'm thinking, Lord, help us to get this restored truth. Through revelation, the Lord is filling in the blanks. We were made to trust Him in every way. We were made to look to Him for our health care. But He's the God of this world, right? Well, that's why when He comes, the kingdoms of this world will now become the kingdoms of our God. Because the kingdoms of this world are not God's. Even Christians, they operate in the natural system. The Antichrist has really infiltrated everything. All seven mountains of culture have been dominated. That's why we've got to have a rescue. He said it would be like in the days of Noah. Our passage from the end of this church age into the thousand-year reign of Christ on the earth, where His church is finally going to be like Him on the earth. We have to have it. It's either us or them. It's become that critical that if they don't are canceled out, then we will be. That's just the way it is. All right, let's look at some scriptures. Mark 7. Eight. They have taken the doctrines of men and nullified the word of God. Satan has infiltrated the church. Jezebel. 7, verse 8. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. I'd say that's the way it is today. It's what is it has evolved to. The truth. Okay, verse 14. And when he called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There's nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. Think about that. Think about all the external things that the devil has tried to bring to kill us. Chemtrails. Messing with the food supply, messing with the water supply, vaccines in our bodies. What else? They're still coming from the outside in, and Jesus said, the truth is, it can't hurt you. Your DNA's been changed. You're born again. Okay, let's keep going. There's nothing from without, it says. Verse 18, are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot, not it, it probably won't. It says it cannot defile him because it entereth not into his heart. See, your heart is where you produce faith or here. Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meat. I've said this before about the acid in the stomach. If there's something not good in it, it'd be taken care of. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defiles the man. So what's all the devil's been doing? All this outside stuff, he's trying to get us to believe it. Believe it, believe it, believe it. Then we believe it and exercise faith and it happens. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, defile the man. That's why I don't... I'm not particularly impressed when people talk about all these different things that you can do to counteract the chemtrails and do all that stuff. I'm thinking, we already got a shield about us. Mm-hmm. He's already made us in a way, and the devil knows that. He knows that if he can convince you of something, and then you speak it, that's what it's all about. That's why people are sick. All right, these wicked ones have a covenant with Satan, and they are tricking you. That's what the fake news is about, the propaganda. And they propagandize generations. All right. They have been running their scam on the whole earth for thousands of years. With the help of the demonic spirits and their so-called wisdom, they have caused man to evolve into their wickedness. Just like the devil said to Eve, oh, but hath God said? Made her question the word of the Lord. But I have extra inside information that he didn't tell you about. The forced vaccinations and the loosing of germ warfare is nothing new. They've been doing it for hundreds and thousands of years. When I hung on the cross, this is the Lord speaking here, I bore all sickness and disease, yes, a cleansing of the plague of Satan. Whether men believe it or not, no plagues that are natural, there's no plagues that are natural, is what the Lord's saying. They're only man-made. See, all these viruses and stuff, when Obama was in office, the H1N1 flu was released, and he let how many thousand, was it 12,000, die of the flu before he ever did anything about it? Well, it's because they're about killing you off. Kill, steal, destroy. I took care of it for all mine, for all time. The only way a person receives a plague is by what they believe about it. Okay, Matthew 15. A few times this week, I was around people wearing masks, and I wanted to say to them, I wanted to say this, and I heard it yesterday, but I kept having this, and I didn't say anything. I said, do you realize by wearing that mask that if you've got it, it's just making you more contaminated by wearing that stupid mask? I could see them going out and saying, ah! I'm here to bring the good news. I'm here to kind of win people over, not to scatter them. But it's the truth. If that's true, then it's harboring the bacteria and everything else wearing that nasty mask all day, slobbering on it. And come on. It's, oh, Lord. I hate the devil and all his works. Okay. Matthew 15:11. And he called the multitude and said unto them, verse 10, hear and understand, not that which goes into the mouth defileth a man, But that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth the man. Verse 13, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Then verse 16, are ye also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. I remember seeing a picture, I think he was a congressman or something, he was speaking, and he had the mask way up here, and his mouth was exposed. Somebody said, I couldn't quit laughing, I had to share this, you know. Just oh, Lord. Okay, this is the curse that is on the earth, and his name is Satan. But we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13-14. You're redeemed. When you renew your mind with my word and you know my will, you are complete. Satan has been bearing down hard with fear and terror. He is a terrorist. If you don't believe that, then just look around you and around the world. People are reacting to fear and panic all over the world. Fear is a powerful force, but it is not greater than faith. Donald John Trump has been raised up for this time and this hour to purge the scourge from the earth. The virus has been raised up to finalize Satan's scheme. The full and total control of the Antichrist system. Through vaccines, Satan and his marked ones seek to mark, track, and control everyone in earth. But don't fear, for the curtain has been pulled back and the whole truth is going to be revealed. The swamp completely drained. All lies, plots, and schemes and crimes against humanity revealed. Here is the beast system. Rome / the Vatican, which is a religious branch. London / financial, the central banks, the queen, the bloodline families, the sons of Cain. DC / the military branch. This unholy triune to take control over and bring the earth to extinction, like in Genesis 1:1-2, what you saw, God had to speak light because whatever had been there before had been annihilated. Well, Satan had been there, but God rebuilt it. Then in Genesis 6, we see the time of Noah. God had to rescue Noah, told him to build a boat. I didn't bring my book of Enoch up here. In Enoch, it goes into detail. After Genesis 6, it talks about how they messed with genetics, how they put mixed animals that didn't belong together, even humans. One thing this Gene did say, he talked about the pig people, and I saw a picture of this child. Looked like the body was a pig and the head was a regular child. And he talked about them rescuing some of these and them begging to die, to please put them down. Because they knew that this was not the way they were meant to be and they didn't want to be that way. And maybe they were in a place where they were going to die anyway. And they mercifully. Yeah. But I've thought about those. I've just thought about that. I've just thought my heart just went out to the atrocities that they've done. See, it's what these angels taught these women. The medicine about the cutting of roots and all that, that's pharmacia, witchcraft in the Greek. So you see, all that started from there. He said, I rescued Noah, but it started all over again. Here comes Genesis 11 and Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. He scattered them. I took out their tower and confounded their language so they could no longer understand one another and rebuild their evil. The children of Israel in Egypt, bondage was part of this too. You see their medical system mentioned in the Old and New Testaments. Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. But you know, the good part about that is Moses' serpent swallowed up their serpents. The word of God swallowed up the evil. Okay, 2 Timothy. Three. Eight. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Moses was sent to deliver the Israelites out, and the magic of Jannes and Jambres was no match. I mean, Moses would do whatever he did to cause the plague to come, and they'd try to take the plague out, and they'd duplicate the plague. So it just made it twice as bad. Okay, I wrote, got here, Exodus 7, so we'll look at that in a minute. It's probably where the snakes devoured. Exodus 7:10. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments, for they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Man behind the curtain, the wizard, will be revealed. The truth of all they have been doing for hundreds and thousands of years against mankind. There's no place for them to run or hide. All of the secret underground bases are nearly destroyed. This man said 80%. That's in the U.S., I think. I'm saying to my people to come out of her Babylon, just like I sent the angels to Lot to come out so I could destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Same thing was going on there. I will bring her down to the ground. Donald John Trump is pickling the beast. The beast showed up in Genesis 3, and I'm going to read some scriptures. This motto, we might not have had to go through that other because I got all these scriptures in Revelation. First one, Revelation 12. And this is stuff we've already been through, but the Lord keeps bringing it up. So, and I appreciate your prayers about it because I'm going to start bringing it on television. All right, Revelation 12, 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was called up unto God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,103 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. All this is history. Keep that in mind. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death. This is a spiritual battle we're in, physical and spiritual. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. When was he kicked out of heaven? Before the garden. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. to the woman was given two wings of a great eagle when she might fly into the wilderness into her place where she is nourished for time and times and half time from the face of the serpent. The serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's us. I mean, that's us. Since we've read so much of this, I'm not going to read it all today. Chapter 13 talks about the beast coming out of the earth. Maybe, verse 11, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. There's the false prophet. Mm-hmm. Now, before I go any further here, this part here, I'm just going to put it together. It's called the unveiling. The Lord said this to me. In the days, weeks, months, and even years from now, an unveiling will take place. You're moving out of the dark and into the light. For those who want to know the truth, it will be revealed to them. Many are have draped themselves in veils to appear one way when they really are not that way. And I just read you the scripture. There will be some that you have esteemed and even put your confidence in. So don't be moved by these things. Judgment is beginning in my house first. There are many wolves among the sheep. Keep your eyes on me and you won't be deceived. And the Lord gave me John 10 about the hireling. And then Matthew 7. It's very key in this day and hour that you are living from the inside. It's okay to look to leaders, but we must always be tuned into the Holy Spirit. If we will do that, we will recognize these wolves in sheep clothing, and they won't be able to pull the wool over our eyes. If God is leading you and they are saying something else, this is a clue. Like I said in the beginning, I'm not following anybody that's not picking up what the times are. They're not hearing right. So if they're not hearing right, they're in some deception. And I don't, not that I don't care for them, not that there's stuff they say that I jive with. I just think it's a precaution. I mean, I'm not telling you who to listen to. You know who to listen to. When I began to get awakened, I had the vision of Donald John Trump and he was the one. I couldn't find anybody in my normal circle of ministers that I listened to confirm this. In fact, it was quite the opposite. If they were not up with the times where God is and what he is doing, it's a good indication that they are not following and hearing him. Beware. Just a warning. Beware. Because God is doing, I want to be in the middle of what God's doing. That's why we never fit in churches, because we didn't fit with what they were doing. But I wanted to be right in the middle of what God was doing, and he put us in our house, in a house church, and that was what God was doing. And we didn't realize it. We suffered a lot because we were trying to, you know, traditions of men, nullify the Word of God. Okay, then we see in Revelation 14, the church is sealed and the Babylonian system is judged. This is the pickling of the beast. Babylon, I've read about Babylon. No more will a flute player be heard in her. No more will commerce be done in her. No more will anything be done in her. God has raised up Donald Trump to pickle the beast. He's done it. He's doing it. He's in the process of doing it. We just can't quit praying. And awaken as many people as we can to the truth. Because frankly, I don't want to hear any more of this. We're going to be chipped and all of the mark of the beast. Just get ready. You know, titles. Are you ready? You know, just spreading fear. Mm-hmm. We need faith at an all-time high right now. We don't need that fear-mongering crap on there. And that's why I don't even know if I posted my comments right. But still, I'm thinking, Lord, the church has got to get their mouth under control and speak. We got to speak the same thing. Mm-hmm. God didn't just leave us here. Now, our Bibles have portrayed, and the way we've been taught, is it's all horrible and bad, and we're probably going to lose our lives. But I don't believe it's so. I don't believe that's so. I believe what he's doing right here is a perfect example. Sounds like our God, doesn't it? Hasn't humanity suffered enough from the time of Genesis 3 to present time? There's thousands and thousands. I know just the Catholic Church alone has put so many to death. She's the whore that drinks the blood of the saints. She's drunk with their blood. So, I want you to be encouraged today. The beast is getting pickled. Okay, I think that'll do it.